Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. It's been gone for some years now, so why won't Georgie Pye just lay down and die? It turns out a number of us are still craving their inimitable style of pastry-filled goodness, and one business owner is even keen to revive the distinctly Kiwi brand. But it's not that simple. Simon Pound met a pieman. I want you to know
that I care. Remember Georgie Pye? Recently, it has taken on the mythic qualities of a land of milk and honey, or at least, a land of the $1 mince and cheese pie. There are business moves afoot to bring it back, and a groundswell of nostalgic support. Georgie Pye, the most Kiwi of fast food franchises, closed down in 1999. The GP was run by supermarket chain Progressive Enterprises as a Kiwi fast food competitor. But as the 90s marched on, their famed $1, $2, $3 and $4 menus didn't match up against the might of international fast food players like McDonald's, who, in 1996, ended up buying Georgie Pye and gradually closing their branches around the country. In some places, they plonked a McDonald's on the old Georgie Pye site. McDonald's maintained that the purchase was a real estate deal, but they paid a bit extra for all the Georgie Pye intellectual property and trademarks. Now, in the last 10 years, a funny thing has happened. The George, which struggled as a business towards the end, has now emerged as a pastry-crusted national treasure. Meet Claire Hollier, pie fancier and creator of a Facebook group, Bring Back Georgie Pye, that now numbers near 20,000 people.
We're reminiscing about Georgie Pye, and I got, at around the same time I got introduced to Facebook, and I saw that you could create groups and join groups. So I was like, be quite cool to make a Georgie Pye group. So that's what I did, and I was pretty excited when one person joined. It was my friend. And then now I've got 19,000 members, and they just keep coming. And all I really do in the group is I sometimes monitor the comments to make sure they're appropriate, but mostly they are, and they just keep coming for just obviously because they like to talk about their memories and things.
What did you miss about Georgie Pye?
Their mince and cheese pie. It was amazing. And also, when I was a kid, I loved playing in the ball pit of the playground.
And Claire wasn't the only one looking back with gravy-tinted glasses.
I got an email about some guys that wanted to bring back Georgie Pye for a day, and they contacted me. So I met up with them and did the doco.
That'd be with Gareth Thorne. As a student last year at the Christchurch Broadcasting School, he directed a corker film called Bring Back the George.
Being from a big family, four kids, a couple of parents, that's how it usually happens, it must have been quite expensive to take us out to eat, to take us out to a restaurant, get takeaways, and being kids, we're always whinging, we want takeaways, and the vast majority of the time we ended up going to Georgie Pye, because it was value for money, and they obviously had the playground, so the kids would eat their pies and then they'd bugger off to the playground and the parents would just sit there in peace. And yeah, so just amazing memories. And one day me and my brothers were talking about it and thought, let's try and bring back Georgie Pye. Why hasn't anyone tried to bring it back? And I discussed it with a few people and there were a lot of naysayers out there who said, no, it can never be done. You'll never track down the recipe. You'll never find the people involved. And with a lot of hard work and a wee bit of luck, and some very willing participants in the documentary, we were able to bring Georgie Pye back for a day.
What exactly did that involve?
We were going to recreate Georgie Pye. Well, not recreate, we were going to relive Georgie Pye. So that obviously meant tracking down the recipe, which was going to be extremely tough. And it also meant trying to create the atmosphere that the old Georgie Pies had with the toys, the signage, the advertising, just to create that real feel inside the Georgie Pye restaurant. So we had to track all of that stuff down. We actually also tracked down an ex-Georgie Pye staff trainer who came in and trained our employees. And the employees had the original Georgie Pye outfits. So their uniforms, all authentic, just like the pies.
A real queue was starting to form outside, just as Kathy, an ex-Georgie Pie staff trainer, arrived to school our workers on pie customer service.
We were always very big on making sure that the pie was presented with the logo towards the customer.
The crowd was getting bigger by the minute. It was lucky our pies were nearly ready. I was nervous. This was the moment of truth. The moment I'd been waiting 10 years for.
Smells good. Hot. It's always a bonus.
That's not bad. That is good enough.
Tastes like success.
The pies were going into their bags and into the warmer. And as the clock ticked closer to 12, the tension rose. We were about to make New Zealand history and bring back the George.
Who's hungry for some pies?
Yeah! And the idea struck a chord.
We were open for 45 minutes on the day when we opened the Georgie Pie restaurant. Due to the fact that we ran out of pies. 400 odd pies in the space of 45 minutes, and that was it. Queues down the road, and it was amazing. I'm still stunned. It'll never ever happen again. So we were very, very lucky.
How far did people come from?
Well, actually, we turned up for filming in the morning. We hadn't slept the night before. We were organising the restaurant. We were putting the signage up. We were baking the pies. We turned up at, what time did we get? We got there at 6 a.m. And sitting outside the Georgie Pie restaurant were six guys from Pukekohe, from Auckland, who'd flown down to Christchurch the night before and had been camped outside since 10 o'clock the night before. And along with that, there was people from Timaru, people from Kaikoura, people from Palmerston North, people from Invercargill, people from all around the country travelled down to Christchurch on that day, Sunday, in October, for Georgie Pie.
That documentary on pies had put into motion a whole set of events that Gareth could never have guessed.
It was when I saw an item on TV3 News about two students who were undertaking a broadcasting study project in Christchurch. So I thought, we're a bakery, we make pies, we should perhaps look at picking this up and see what we could do with it.
Now, that is Martin Gummer. He's the owner of Baker's Harvest, an Auckland business. He saw opportunity in the seemingly dormant Georgie Pie brand and the decidedly unflaky loyalty it inspired.
Right, well, first I had to sort of track down the students and talk with them, and then I learned, because I didn't know initially, that McDonald's had the trademark rights to the product. So then I went to McDonald's and said, well, you know, in the video you say that you would be interested in talking to somebody about selling them trademark rights. Is that still the case, and could I put a proposal to you? And they said, well, yes, you know, yep, I mean, by all means, put something to us and we'll see where we go. So I put a proposal to them, which was essentially that we license the trademark rights, pay them a royalty, and that we would supply Georgie Pies to our customers in Auckland, which includes the outlets at the Auckland University, AUT, a number of cafeterias, canteens, lunch bars, cafes all across Auckland, about 200 altogether. And so on. So I thought this was a way that they could enable someone to make Georgie Pie widely available, but not necessarily in an environment that which they would find threatening to them, because we weren't really about to go and open up a Georgie Pie restaurant.
But here he struck a snag. McDonald's still owned the brand and weren't immediately interested in working with him.
Apparently chatted about it at their management team. I was asked to provide it through their legal counsel. I asked if I could meet with their managing director and their commercial people, but I was referred all their time to their legal counsel, which I thought said something in itself. It just raises the question for me whether they see this as a legal issue rather than a commercial one. And if they were interested in getting the product out there, then you'd think they would say, hey, someone's prepared to try and take this on board. You know, we should get our commercial and our marketing people to talk to them. But there was nothing like that. It was being sort of shunted off to the legal person. If I was suspicious, I would say the brief to the legal person might be something like, look, we just want to keep this brand. We want to keep it sort of pretty much dormant, out of public view. You tell us legally what it is that we need to do that.
But Martin didn't give up. He's tenacious.
I went back to them a couple of times and said, look, you know, I still think this is something we should be talking about. I posed a number of questions and they just said, well, no, we're going to talk to our suppliers. It's pretty much the same answer. And so I said, well, you know, I'm not going to let this rest. if you're not going to talk with me, you're going to force me to look at other avenues. And they said, well, you've got to do what you've got to do. So I thought, well, that's fine. It's time that perhaps we gave this a wider public airing. So I did that.
Hold up. Take them on. What's that about? What's at issue here is whether McDonald's, having done not very much at all with the brand for 10 years, have lost any of their rights to use it.
We might have to take on the legal path, and we haven't absolutely committed to doing that yet, but it's certainly a strong option.
What does McDonald's have to say about this? Mark Hawthorne is their general manager. He maintains that they don't actually have to work with any old people that suggest that they start producing products that McDonald's actually own.
Our view is that we're talking to a number of suppliers at the moment. Our first preference is to deal with our existing McDonald's suppliers that we use through New Zealand at the moment. We have long-standing partnerships with those suppliers, and we think it was appropriate that we give them an opportunity to look at what capability they have before going to the broader public. We probably struggle to think we can have a long-term partnership with someone who tries to create issue with us in the media. We do have long-term partnerships with many local Kiwi businesses, and they're just as excited about the potential to leverage the brand as well.
But hang on, mate. McDonald's have done nothing with Georgie Pie for years. Doesn't Martin Gummer have a case?
But we are fully aware of what our requirements are to protect those trademarks, and our legal advice is that on an ongoing basis we've been doing what that takes. So we believe we're in good shape from that perspective.
I may be wrong, but I don't see a happy business relationship developing here for the triumphant return of the Georgie Pie. Still, there is a bit of hope for something happening, as McDonald's can see a money-making opportunity with the newfound love of Georgie Pie. And it never would have happened without those pesky kids.
Particularly, it seems, after that documentary was made by those students, the creation of a Facebook site with a number of members, that the interest seems to have been renewed after all these years, and that's very exciting for us.
I'm Morgan. They call me Shit. My name's Kit. And I'm GP.
So, where does this all leave us? We've seen that there are a whole lot of people keen to bring back the George. And as an ex-Georgie Pie Kids Club member, I add my vote there too. But what's going to happen? McDonald's have said that they are looking at ways to perhaps bring it back using their existing food suppliers. So it may be that Martin Gummer, crusader for the pie, has an uphill battle. And my inside word is that although standalone Georgie Pie restaurants may be unlikely, we may yet see some return of the Georgie Pie. Right then, pie lovers everywhere, perhaps we should give thanks to our campaigners, the Facebook founder Claire Hollier, the documentarian Gareth Thorne, and the hopeful businessman baker Martin Gummer for prodding McDonald's into some action.
It's another day to share, to enjoy and spend together. There are moments in your life when words are not enough. It's what you do that counts. It's what you do that they'll remember. A simple treat's enough to show them your love. I want you to know that I care. I want you to know.
Georgie Pie, your favourite family restaurant.
And that report from Simon Pound. After the break, we find out how you can get wet this weekend for a good cause.